Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 10th. Bruce Power is launching a new grant to help municipalities in the region with affordable housing projects. Director of Community Media Relations and Economic Development, John Peevers, says the new grant will provide $250,000 over 5 years to municipalities across Grey, Bruce, and Huron counties.
Affordable housing is a challenge here, as it is across Ontario and across the country. We really want to be part of the solution.
Municipalities can also use the grant funding to cover planning fees and project viability studies, among other studies. To be eligible for the grant, the affordable housing projects must have a proposed rent at or below 80% of the average market rent. Georgian Bluff staff are recommending a new reduced facility rental rate for a pickleball club after an initial proposal prompted equity concerns among council. Last month, council reviewed a proposal in Committee of the Whole for a three-year agreement with a newly launched pickleball club that would have offered a heavily discounted facilities rental rate of $6.50 an hour. A report from Township CAO Niall Lobley recommends offering the pickleball club a rate of $17.21 an hour. He says that's still a 33.8% discount from the full rate, and it's the same deal the township provides for hockey and skating at the Shallow Lake Community Centre. The Bank of Canada decided this morning to hold its interest rate target steady at 5% as expected. Inflation slowed to 2.8% in February, but the central bank noted there is still price pressure in shelter costs, mostly due to increasing rent and mortgage expenses. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem says interest rate cuts won't happen until it's clear falling inflation can be sustained. If you owned an iPhone 6 or 7, you can now register for a class action settlement against Apple. Apple was ordered to pay up to $14 million for intentionally slowing down older model phones. Registration is now open for settlement money, and you could get up to $150 in compensation. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 162 points to 22,199. The Dow Jones is down 422 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.10 U.S. cents, down 59 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $86.28, up $1.05 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are playing the Seattle Mariners this afternoon at the Rogers Centre. In the NHL tonight, three games. The St. Louis Blues are trying to keep their fading playoff hopes alive. They host the Chicago Blackhawks. Vancouver and Edmonton also have games. The Toronto Maple Leafs are off until tomorrow when they host the New Jersey Devils in the back end of a home-and-home. And in the NBA tonight, the Toronto Raptors visit the Brooklyn Nets. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy tonight, a light breeze, the temperature dipping to around 7 degrees. Cloudy to start tomorrow with periods of rain in the afternoon and a risk of a thunderstorm. 60-kilometer wind gusts and a high around 10 degrees. Cloudy with a chance of showers on Friday and a high of 11. Right now it's 12 degrees in Tobermory, 14 in Hanover, and it is 15 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.